Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nation.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're all very welcome. We are fewer today than we were on Thursday, isn't it? So our Thursday, meeting is actually, yeah. And I was telling some people, and I think some are not happy with me, that Thursday is more whatever than what? Than Sunday. I guess it's because, you know, you do at least an hour of prayer. You know, and where there's prayer, there is what? Yeah, anyway, yeah, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Bob mentioned Kawula. Yeah? Kawula. You had that one? Who didn't hear it? You are here. You had it. Okay. Who knows what? Okay, who doesn't know what it means? Okay, who knows what it means? Joan, you know what it means? Things to do with Luganda, or is what? Consult things to do with Luganda in Christianity, in the church. You consult. What does it mean? Do you have an idea? Okay.
Maybe a spirit that steals things from you.
Yeah, it's not good, isn't it? You have, Jezebel, okay? I know it is there in Uganda churches, right? Kawula, you're the one who said it. What does it mean?
It's the spirit of Jezebel.
Whatever. Joan knows all these things, hallelujah. Yeah, I've heard it in somewhat, circles. And you began to dream that after you joined the Mutundwe, the prayer meet, is it? After you started fasting. But you talk about the Mutundwe. Okay, when you join. Like when you joined it and you began to. Yeah, that's what I mean. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. Sam is shaking his head. He's like, Bob is in trouble. Hallelujah. Now, I'll say this, but I'm not. Bob is my friend. Okay? Yeah, he's one of the first people even who came to our house and. You know, yeah. And after here, we're going to judge. But I wanted to say that sometimes I somehow, I realize, people ask me questions about something, and I'm like, but wait a minute. That thing was in the Word for the week. Oh, it was preached on Sunday. So it gets, sometimes I get to understand that people actually don't read the Word. But you don't have to, The Word of the Week is not the Bible. Okay? I need to make this what? Oh, clear. It is not the Bible, okay? So you don't have to, but you should, Okay? So people ask me stuff, and I'm like, so even, am I now, should I answer that question? You know, Ask me about a certain dream. Then someone asked me, what is that Lubowa thing? What is it about? But there were two Sundays, I was a what for the week. You know, two Sundays about multiply, you understand, And there was a what for the week. Then you realize that, Hallelujah. But I think that's what it means, being a father. Glory be to God. Being a father, you have to what? To, you see, and that is why repetition is so important. Even in a service like this, okay? You say something at the 10th minute, okay? Now, at that time, someone is in the room, but their minds have gone home. You understand? So even in a service, you know, teachers know, okay, you have to repeat that thing somewhere along the way. Because at the 10th minute, there was someone who was absent, but they were in the room. So you know, kubaji that chance nabo. Chance. Glory be to God. Okay? It is the same thing with sermons. Okay? If God ever calls you to be a preacher, never be in a hurry to go to new things, to proceed to what? Glory be to God. When you follow the Holy Ghost, usually he will get you stuck somewhere. Hallelujah. Then Juliana will say, but echotwachimala, tewalichipia. Okay? But Juliana doesn't know that there's a new member in the church who doesn't know that story, who doesn't know that history, who doesn't know that scripture, that understanding. Alright? There is someone who they heard it, but it didn't sink. Okay? And so God is trying to reach out to those what? People. Okay, now, I'm saying all this because what? Now, concerning Mutundwe, Bob, speak to Joan after the service. The people who were laughing here when that Mutundwe chapter what? Who came up. Okay? Yeah. You'll understand why they were what? Laughing. Okay? Yeah. For those of you who don't know, please, after the service, speak to who? Joan. Or you can come to me. But for me, it is at a fee. Hallelujah. You have to take me to the chief. Okay? Most of my deep revelations or my heart, I share them when I'm what? Especially on Sunday when I'm at a chef, local food, you know, Okay? Yeah. What I say here, it is usually what? Of course I'm joking, but yeah, the really good things will come when what? Yes. Again, I realize that what? Bob has missed a lot of things that we say here. And I think I've said those Mutunde things here. Yeah. Prayer, meeting. Okay? Bridget seems to be what? I'm like Bob. Okay? Yeah, but all I have to say right now about it is it's deadly. Okay? It's what? And maybe that's how the Kaula thinks when you join the fast. That's why those Kaula things what? Began in your what? With dreams. Glory be to God. It is very, very deadly right now. Okay? Bridget is looking at me like, but Pastor, I used to be your friend. Used to give me a call and we just... Okay, this information, I used to be among the first people who used to receive it. Yeah, but hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Glory be to... Do you remember a thing I shared about chicken heads? People, okay, yeah, these guys know. The reason why they know most of these things is because most of the Thursdays, they are here. So, but the things which are said here, which are said on Thursday, because on Thursday it is spiritual, but also very casual. You know, there's no sermon outline. Okay. I'll give you one story. Okay. For the sake of what? Yeah. Then, but please talk to what? Talk to that Michiga. Yeah. There's a guy, you know Joseph Nsubuga? By the way, as I was preparing for this sermon or this Sunday, I gave room for things like this. When what? I leave the what? Was great. Because sometimes you can sense that God wants you to teach. Some other times you can sense that God is not interested in 1,000 scriptures. You understand? Eh? You can sense, okay, me, I can sense, eh? For me, that God is not interested in 1,000 what? Scriptures. He's just interested in some jazzing, eh? Of course, spiritual jazz. Glory be to God. Okay? But which is going to help someone? God is interested in a certain story. Okay? Hallelujah. Now, like this one. Amen. Okay? Bob, thank you for testifying. Amen? Because, yeah. So, you know Joseph Unsubuga? You all know him. Who doesn't know him? Joseph Unsubuga. Who doesn't know him? Bob doesn't know Joseph Unsubuga. No, Bob, this is not good. This is not good. Hallelujah. This is not what? Good. Yeah. Anyway, Joseph Unsubuga. Okay, so, anyway, one time, I think it was last year, a certain gentleman gives me a call. Okay? He calls me. He's like, no, I'm so-and-so. Joseph has told me to call you to tell you this dream. I'm like, okay. So he tells me he had a dream, and in this dream, he went to a certain church, all right? In the dream, anyway, he walks, and he ends up at a certain church, all right? And, yeah, the worship team is up there, they are singing, and there are screens. And then, so he's kind of at the entrance or at the back, and then he realizes the entire worship team, okay? It is human bodies from the neck or from anywhere, wherever, you know, downwards. And then the heads are chicken heads. Someone should never abuse you that thing. Okay? There's a young boy who used to stay in our neighbors in the apartments. All right? A young boy, like 1 year, you know, eh? Okay? Meanwhile, okay, so there are three things I'm talking about now. Meanwhile, you guys should see the Kurubia's baby man. I saw her the other Thursday when I gave them a lift home. Man, the child is beautiful. Man, the child is beautiful. Eh? Yeah, very healthy. You know, a real baby. You understand? Eh? And I got her when she was in sleep. Eh? So she was just man. Eh? Child is beautiful. Eh? Hallelujah. So I told the mom that don't wake up, as in be merciful. Eh? Be an angel. So my daughter was calling. Yeah, like, wake up the kid, it's in sleep. And the mother say, why? She'll sleep again from, you know. Eh? I'm the heart of a father. Amen. Yeah, mistreating kids is not good. Anyway, you should see that baby. So now, this is our kid, neighbors. I used to play with them, you know, they wanted me to, what? Give them a lift in the car, within the parking lot, okay? With a brother, okay? So I did that, I used to do that. Then on this particular day, as I drove them around, okay, the boy told me, that's what? My head is for fish. My head. It's for fish. I was like, what? My head is for fish. So I realized the kid must have had this somewhere. So I asked the kid that, who told you that your head is for fish? Then he said, my mother. Okay, so parents, eh? Biwa says, my mother. And to the kid it was like, wow, my head is for fish. Okay, in English. So, okay, we are back, okay? So, the worship team is what? Yes, heads, fish, chicken rather, okay? The lower body, okay? The lower part from the neck, human, okay? And he realizes that what? His wife is one of them. Okay, the wife is one of them. Okay, in the what? Worship team and head what? Okay, so he's perturbed. Anyway, so to cut a long story short, he walks back to his home. And as he's going, I think it was an angel or a certain man or a voice who tells him that meeting, okay? The meeting you've been to, okay, was organized or has been organized by Namutebi and Kayanja. All right? Tom Mugera, that's his name, is working with them. But in secret. All right? So, that's when he realized that, wait a minute. Now, the wife is not in that choir. But the guy told me that his wife spends the entire day kuru radio ya Tom. You understand? She spends the entire day ngali kuchi. A radio, I think now God is like, she's also part. Alright? Then he told me some other dream he had some time earlier where his house was like a part of Umutundwe Fellowship. Okay? Like you see this room or this hall and your house is also there. Eh? Then they robbed him. Okay? They robbed his house. And in the dream, he's like, what? Banzi Baba, how can they rob me? Yet my house is what? It's part of the Mutundwe. You understand? Eh? And in the dream, he's like, but this man, it didn't add up. Because for him, he's like, Anyway, then he told me other stories. Anyway. Yeah, now, sometime later, okay, Joanne, it's okay. years ago, she used to work, she had a friend where she used to work, and the friend was born again. And so Joanne, sometime ago, we called her to find out, how are you, what's up? Then she's informed that this chick was born again, Asavira Muchachi Zaba, Zabalokole, Agenda Mutundwe. Now she's in the Catholic Church. She's like, Joanne, for me, let me be here in a Catholic Church where I am very sure no one is bewitching me. Then she gives Joanne jazz of Mutundwe. What, you understand? Imagine someone is caused like to deny the faith. Okay? Kind of like close. I'm not saying she denied the faith, but a mulokole watu kiloku demo Catholic Church. Okay? It is very bad. It means, she gave Joanne stuff, which would say was validating what? Okay? How women are raped there, they're going for those things, what? Deliverance and the things which are hidden in there. Okay? Testimonies, a good number of them are stage managed. How they break up family. No gamba kati gweiwa to your CM Sajjao. They give her that jazz that she should drop her husband. Then they showed her the guy. She told Joan that then they got her into a fast, 40-day fast. Okay? That now fast, then at the end of the year, something is going to happen to you. So she obeyed, she did that. On the last day of the fast, she had a dangerous dream. Okay? Again, please, yeah. Hallelujah. So, okay? And then, there's someone who, anyway, there have been stories there. They're there with you. If God helps you and they come to you about that place. My opinion is that it was not always like that. Okay, but now, you know, when they tell you, Namute vinekayanja, you understand, those are too dangerous, you know, people who are masquerading as servants of the Lord. Then now in the dream, they are like, Tom Gera, Akola Gara Nabo, Munkukutu, in what? He's ducking, but he's there. He was part of that meeting in which people were what? Hallelujah. Okay? Anyway, this is for Bob's sake and for a few individuals. Yeah. More on that when? On Thursday. Bambi, Thursday is the people who can't make it. Your kids, picking, you know, then whatever. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen? Yes. Now, Bob, please, always come and testify. Amen. Don't fear to me because you're like, Nindo ko gere chintunga. Your lesson badge call da. Then I get in trouble. No, okay? Don't. Hallelujah. Be a mchiga. But you don't, you know, just glory be to God. Yeah, so we are continuing to talk about keeping the commandments to love the Lord. Keeping the commandment to do what? To love God. All right? And that's, and for me to talk about that, it was inspired by a dream Esther had recently. And in this dream, when service, the church was full, and at the end of the service, the mother who had also attended comes and thanks me for having preached or taught about loving God. Glory be to God. So I realized, this loving God thing is very important. Not that I just got to know at that time, but that understanding was reawakened. Okay, and I got encouraged that when I over talk about loving God, I am not, I am not wasting time. God is actually pleased. Glory be to God. Okay? And loving God, okay, LAT knows what loving God means, okay? Okay? Which is, let's first read Mark chapter 12. Mark chapter 12 from verse 28, it says, "Then one of the scribes came, and having had them reasoning together, perceiving that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first commandment of all?" Okay, which is the first what? Commandment of all. Okay? Before I proceed, let me say this. When you have dreams about a church or about a preacher, all right? If you have a good heart, you should take time to ask God, is this from you or from not? Okay, now, dreams, let's say it is a negative dream about a congregation, about a church. Always, there will be physical manifestations that that prove that the dream is from heaven. Glory be to God. All right, they will be there. Maybe you haven't been seeing them, but now when the dream comes, that's when you'll be like, they will be what the Bible calls fruit. Okay? Evil fruit, bad fruit. Okay? That will really show that the dream is from what? Yeah. Mutunde, now, you see, so there's that dream from that young man. Okay? Chicken heads, Okay? And now, you get to hear from someone else. Okay? Like the fruit man. You see, you understand, that kind of thing. There should be a collaboration, or one should be evidence of the other. Glory be to God. Because at times the enemy can throw you something. Glory be to God. The enemy can do what? Throw you something. If you have a good heart, you take time to inquire from God, is this true? Okay? As you, of course, inquire from God, then also you open your eyes to see maybe things which you haven't been seeing all along. But they've been there, in your face. Hallelujah. So, this person asked the Lord, which is the first commandment, as in the foremost commandment. Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Okay? One time, maybe soon or in the far distant future, as the Lord leads me, I will tell all of you, to talk to what? Someone in this church about some other place. Alright? Then you say, Eno Kampala, Sikchi, Sibizimbe, Ate Sinyangu. Alright? Then you be now careful, as in you won't be so quick to drag people from St. Andrew's Church, Bukoto, St. Mark, St. John, St. Stephen, as in Anglican churches, you will now slow down on getting them from there to get them into Biwempe churches, the Baroque, because something happened. We were hammered. We were hit. We were hit so bad. Yeah, but God is for us. And God is going to do something. God is going to do what? To do something. But it is bad. Very, very bad. Very bad. Very bad. Okay? So, Jesus gives this young man the answer and he says that, the first commandment is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one, and you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with everything that is within you. Glory be to God. Alright, so he tells him, loving God is what? The foremost commandment, okay? And so it is a commandment to be kept, to be observed. Loving God. Hallelujah. Okay? Now, what does loving God mean? Okay? Glory be to God. I am not, no one will intimidate me from repeating myself. Because, well, first of all, this is the most important thing. Glory be to God. This is the most what? The most important thing has to be repeated. If you don't talk about any other thing at this time, you just talk about the most important thing, you're good to go. Hallelujah. Amen? Amen? Okay? Yes, I'm not like women. Amen? They have that dish which they prepare. Very nice dish. They never be choose that, because why? Baga kora ka change, ka? Right, now, what's your case? This was working. Kachirachi, what? Hallelujah. Bruce has done like this. I'm joking. He hasn't. Hallelujah. Amen. Not me with my suits and my, you know. Hallelujah. Just if it's working for me and I come and I feel nice, it tells me to preach. Why? You know, why change? It's working. It's helping me. Okay? And I realized today I'm dressed kind of like worship team. And I was like, very often I dress like them because I have a few things. What? Not that they have a what, no? Navo, but anyway, you understand. Hallelujah. So, you know, and maybe when you read the Bible, it is essentially this. Love the Lord. Okay? And then he explains what that means, loving the Lord, who means. Okay? Deuteronomy chapter 11 verse 1 says that therefore you shall love the Lord your God and keep his charge, his statutes, his judgment, and his commandments always. So how do you love the Lord? By keeping his charge, his statutes, his judgments, and his commandments always. Okay? Okay? And Lydia, before you jump on me that is old what? Testament, okay? When Jesus came, okay, he said in John chapter 14 verse 21 that he who has my commandments and keeps them, it is he who loves me. Okay, by the way, that word keep, okay, which in the Old Testament is often translated as obey, okay? Obey and keep are the same, okay? That word, actually, in the real Hebrew, it means like to guard. You understand? It is not just, you know, my phone, okay? But it means to guard. Okay? That denotes that what you're being told to do, all the commandments of God are so precious, priceless, that they have to be guarded. Not just kept, not just obeyed, but actually highly esteemed. Okay? Because they are priceless. Glory be to God. Okay? That word keep, it just doesn't mean keep. It just doesn't mean like obey, just do. No, it means guard. Okay? Guard, because it is something very important. Something of great value. Hallelujah. Meaning that it shouldn't be stolen from you. You shouldn't neglect it. You should always keep an eye on it. That's what it means by guarding. Hallelujah. Amen? Glory be to God. Okay? Now, in talking about keeping the commandments of God, again, like I said last Tuesday, or like I've said all the time, it is not just to keep or to do, to observe, to obey, to guard what is written in the Bible. Okay? It is not that alone. But it also who means obeying the instructions God gives you. Okay? Hallelujah. When God tells you to do something, all right? You obey him because you love him. All right? When he tells you, don't do that. Okay? And these things, most of the time, they're not sins. Okay? Like he tells you, don't go to Bukoto today. All right? So, he's not saying that going to people who go to Bukoto as sinners. You understand? So the things he tells you to do at times, they're not evil stuff. Okay, so you have two job opportunities. He tells you, take the first one. Don't take the second, okay? And the first one, it is not an evil job, like working in a casino, you know, or whatever, you know, bad stuff, okay? It's not that. But God is like, yeah, you know, I want, you know. Hallelujah. And so when you love God, you obey what he tells you. Glory be to God. Okay? That is what some people, okay, especially in the past, and I guess up to now, they used to call the Rhema word. Okay? You've heard of that? The Rhema, yeah? The revealed word, okay? Logos is what? The written word. Okay? Psychology, okay? Mechanology, anyway, whatever, okay? The written word. Hallelujah. Okay? Though I read that actually those two words are synonyms. I did, you know, so that's why I really what? Use them, because I'm like, hey, wait a minute. Okay? But for the sake of today, we should observe both the Rhema, okay, and the Logos. The Rhema being maybe in a prophecy, and you're very sure this prophetic word is from heaven. Okay? Hallelujah. You observe it, okay? Okay? You get a dream, and you're very sure this dream is from heaven. Okay? It might not be you who gets it, okay, but Esther gets it for you. Nakufunira, what Juliana says, echiloto, semaloto. As in a grand dream, you're like, this one, if the Lord didn't give me any other, you know, eh? This is a foremost dream. Hallelujah. Okay, so you understand it, you observe it, and sometimes it might be hard, eh? Okay, but like as Joan was telling us on Thursday, will you pray that as you obey it, eh? Okay, you may rejoice in doing that. Glory be to God. Okay? By the way, sometime to come, but not in the far distant future, all right? I will tell you, there's a certain prayer I prayed last Sunday concerning, you know, this sermon. Yeah. And the Lord answered it that Sunday. Okay? Now, when I felt like I was going to preach about this again, yesterday I prayed the same prayer. Hallelujah. And the Lord did what? Answered it. But I can't tell you now what it is. But that one, I will tell you. I will tell you in the not what? Far distant future. In the near future. I will tell you. Because it is something I needed for last Sunday and this Sunday, something to happen so that I can freely flow, okay? We're talking about this, okay? All right? Of course, right, I have my suit, which makes me, you know, eh? But there was something which, without it, eh, I wouldn't really, what? Flow, Bolonji. Glory be to God. Now, okay. Yeah, you won't dream my stuff. Hallelujah. Yeah, but I needed it to what? To flow along. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, but it's important to do the will of God. It is for our own good. And sometimes the goodness that comes out of it might not stop on you alone, but it abounds. Eh? Hallelujah. Okay, your obedience, eh, is very important, eh, in the grand scheme of things. Hallelujah. Amen. Adam. Okay? Adam. God told him one thing. Genesis chapter 2, 15. One thing. Okay? He says you can eat from all the trees in the garden, but on this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't eat. For in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die. Okay? And like I said on Sunday, thank God, eh, when he tells you that if you do this, this will happen. Okay? If you do this, which I don't want you to do, be ready for this what? Oh, when you get that, thank God. Because at times God can just say, don't do that. Should you disobey? Thank God. Now, like Adam, man, this was wonderful. God tells you don't. And then tells you the consequences. So he tells him that in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely do what? Die. Okay? Now, Genesis chapter 3 verse 6 says, so the snake comes, tempts the woman, and then the Bible says that, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate it. She also gave to her husband with her, and he ate. Very sad. Okay? Verse 9 to 12. Okay? Then the Lord called to Adam and said to him, where are you? So he, Adam, said, I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. And he, God, said, who told you that you are naked? Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded you that you should not eat? Then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I ate. Very sad. Never let anyone cause you to disobey God. Hallelujah. Never. Okay? And if you choose to disobey God, be ready not to blame someone else. Do you understand? Be ready not to blame someone else. Alright? Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. God has told you do that, then you're like, then you don't do it, then you're like, but I asked someone, and they told me it's not a good idea. Okay? No. You disobey knowing that you're the one who's doing it. Glory be to God. Which reminds me, okay? This is just to keep you awake. Women are very interesting. They don't know the definition of the word advice. Advice? Okay? Advice. Okay? Okay? There's a couple I was with some time ago, like 3 years ago, and the wife was telling me that, you know, my husband, I advised him which shirt to wear and which shirt not to wear, but he doesn't do it. Have you heard? I advised him which shirt to wear and we know. And what? and he doesn't. Then, for me, when she advises me, I do it. And then I was like, yeah, now I am on the side of your husband. Advice is advice. Glory be to God. Advice is what? It's advice. So when someone doesn't follow the advice, especially for something like which shirt to wear, which phone to buy, it's just advice, you know. So don't say, Nzekale, unkole bintu bya ngamba. Nenze bwe mu advising. Yeah, God. But it's advice. Glory be to God. Haven't heard what? Female voice. Okay. You're all in the other woman's camp. But you see, this is what I was telling you. Women don't know the definition of what? Advice. Okay. So I told the wife, Akuchino, I am what? I'm for your man, your husband. It's advice. Okay, and if he feels that is for him, the what? The shirt he wants. He didn't have to what? To heed your advice. Glory be to God. Okay? And that couple is here. Hallelujah. So I don't know whether from that time the chick has learned the what? Definition of advice. But she didn't seem like she wants to know. Tagala kumanya definition yang from the Cambridge Dictionary. Yari ne ye, yabachala. Okay? The dictionary is Yashi. Yabachala. But I never told you. Joan is like, now, Pastor, please leave some alone. Leave what? Okay? Joan already, she has beef for me. But I think now it has what? Dissipated. As they built their house, she said that there's some advice I gave Sam. And told me, Pastor, what name is Okfuna this thing because of your advice? For me, I was thinking like a man that I mean, as in, it's okay, as in, what, eh? Joan said, man, Pastor, my house would be having, and it's a small thing, by the way. You can say small. Not a B, but to Joan, she's like, okay? But you know you cannot, eh? Hallelujah. And so, please, if you decide to disobey God, even if you are advised, but God didn't talk to the other person, they talk to you. Do you understand, eh? Okay? Yes, you can seek counsel, how maybe to obey. You understand, eh? Okay? Yes, it's okay. But when, anyway, then when God will come and ask you, why did you disobey? Don't say, you know, the pastor you gave me. Okay, the pastor you gave me, you know. Glory be to God. Okay, you at home as husband and wife, God gives husband an instruction, eh? Okay? Now don't do what? Now when you tell your wife about it, okay, that, you know, honey, God wants us to do this, but I'll do it, okay? If you what? Do you understand? Now, you see, Bruce, okay? Anyway, you understand? Now, you are adding something in God's instructions. Okay? And you're placing it on an innocent party. Okay? Then you're like, I will do it if you do this. But now, where was that in the commands of God? The instruction. And then you're there so happy. How, what? Eh. But that's called now. You know, now those are your things. Eh? You should be courageous to tell Bruce, a man disobeying God, man, when we might all suffer, please, honey. Turn someone to be naive, please obey. Glory be to God. Okay, at the one, in anything, if you choose to obey God, obey as you. If you choose to disobey, also disobey as you. Glory be to God. Now, these things are very important, but what I'm saying is very important. But for some reason, people miss very important things. Glory be to God. Okay? Hallelujah. All right? Okay? Yes. This is, now Adam, this guy, disobeys God and then he's like, Sandy Chikwaze, Nayori. God said, no, you, I told you, Mr. Adam. Okay? And of course you know what happened, okay? Okay, the suffering that exists in the world right now is all because of Adam. This financial, the economic, whatever that is happening in the country now and in the world, you can trace it back to Adam. Adam, Ukrainian war, Adam. Adam. I'm telling you. Hallelujah. Okay? Andrew. Okay? When your wife is in pain, in labor, what? Adam. Always remember Adam. Don't say now we, as in, don't overshout what? No, no, no. First what? Adam. Okay? I remember in what? In Hoima. I did obstetrics in my internship. Okay? So, yeah. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's go to something else. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, Adam. Adam. Okay. God told him, okay, in Genesis chapter 17, that because you have heeded the voice of your wife, you decided to obey me, to disobey me because of your wife. Okay. And have eaten from the tree of which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. Cursed is the what? The ground for your sake. The ground from which you're supposed to get food. Now, you're not going to get as much food as before. Cursed is the ground for your sake. In toil you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Both thorns and thistles it shall bring forth for you. Like instead of food, now thorns. What are you going to use thorns for? Okay? And you shall eat of the herb of the field. In the sweat of your face you shall eat bread till you return to the ground, for out of it you are taken, for dust you are, and to dust you shall return. And of course you know he was also driven out of the Garden of Eden, where he used to experience God. Driven out. Hallelujah. And man, life became tight. And it has become tighter since then. You understand? Since then, things have become worse. One man's disobedience. Okay? Romans 5:19 says that by one man's disobedience, many were made sinners. One man. So, do you realize how your one acts of disobedience, man, can affect so many people? You understand? Eh? So many people. Okay? What? And by the way, okay, a reminder, okay, from last Sunday, Adam did one thing. Only he just disobeyed one thing. But the consequences, no one will ever do anything that will have as much consequences as what Adam did. No one. Wait a minute, but you can never outdo what? You can never outdo Adam. You can never. Because in fact, even that which you do, okay, you can trace it also back to Adam. He's the one who gave you that. It's because of him that you have that ability to what? To do it, to sin. Glory be to God. Okay? One thing. So, those one things that you choose not to do, that one kind of instruction, togenda bukoto lelo, don't go to bukoto today. You know, I tell you, there's some of these instructions which are so vivid, like what you all say, for example, that one. That what, Joanna, I saw you going to Bukoto today, and then I had a voice. It was like a trumpet voice. Don't go to what? Yeah. Okay? By 2010, I had never really been to Nairobi, Kenya. Never. The only time I was there was in transit. Okay, you just in a, like you land at an airport and you don't move out. Okay, you just get another plane and then you understand. And I was like, and I'd heard, of course, if you're a neighbor of a country, you're like, you hear. So, but I'd never been to Kenya. Never. Okay? So, an opportunity came. In 2010, It's called the Uganda High Commissioner to Kenya. Eh? That's what it's called. Okay? Invited us, okay? Jiradid and I. He's like, you know, come and stay in the house. Eh? I'll be away, but, you know, you can come over for Christmas here. There'll be a chef to, you know, then there'll be a car and a driver, you know. And then, so, yes, and actually, we decided to go with Hassan, okay? Hassan. The mother wasn't going to be there, but the son wanted to also, you know. And so, we went, and I was like, wow, grand opportunity, eh? Okay, this time I'm going to see Nairobi. Hallelujah. Now, on a certain day, so we're there for 3 days, I think, all right? And I was supposed to tour, you know, the city on the third day, on the last day, and then we come back to Uganda on the fourth day. All right, now, the morning of that day, I had a dream. Eh? Okay, anyway, but the dream anyway, I knew the interpretation was, if you go to Nairobi today, okay, Uganda will just hear news. You understand? I knew it was an accident, and I wasn't going to die, but it was going to be a bad accident. Where now I'm admitted in Kenya, and help has to come from Uganda. You understand? You know? And now the High Commissioner's son was excited, you know, because it's going to be Prugi, We go out, you understand? Instead of being in the house all the time, you know? Prugi. Man. I woke up, then as I was, then he wakes up too, then I assure him that, you know what? I'm not going to town. I'm not going. Yes, he, like, what's up? I told him, well, now, if you know about me, the stress you've had about me, man, I take dreams seriously, you know? And now I dream this thing. And he just looked at me and said, okay, if what, you know, you know, as in, I'm not going. Okay? So we are in the house the entire day. Then, I think in the morning or the following day or the afternoon. Okay? Just drove straight to the airport, man. Back to UG. Now, you see, now, since then, now we're talking about 2010, eh? Now, since then, I've never been, you understand, okay? But there was a grand opportunity. Hallelujah. But I was like, man, I'm not, you know. Some of the man, kachanso kakoze sa. Kachansi wekaja. Kakaba, togena America. Togena America. Go kachansi ko. Those guys were abakugamba utagenda. America wakwabo. Bagenda yo da. Kati, you understand, eh? Hallelujah. I mean, now that one thing. Now I go, what? Nairobi, what are you going to do to see? Buildings and highways. Then now you're there in an accident. Well, then maybe something. You lose an arm. You lose an eye. Can no longer be able to walk. Then now your kids. Always together. Now you've put people in trouble. People in trouble. You understand? Now, it's not only you. First of all, do you know how sickness can make an entire family broke? Hey, you guys, sickness is bad. Sickness is bad, man. Like, every time I think about some of these sicknesses, I'm like, man, God, as in, spare me all these things. Sickness can an entire, now, not just one household, getting broke, but I'm talking about family. Where you, your brother, your what? Broke as in, what, I tell you, not sicknesses. One sickness. You see, then now your spouse say, them come out, and I see calling you again. Then she says, man, Or he says, exits. There's a guy, I think I was with Moses Tomsime. Yeah. Years ago, you know, he took me to see a certain friend of his. The guy, Bambi, he had gotten some disease, I think of the spine, and he could no longer like walk. What? Born again guy, born again chick. So now we went, we found he was staying at the mother's house, Lungujia, right? And he told me that, man, the wife just couldn't, what? Say, she just said, man, took off. And she was married somewhere, I think in the UK or the States. Now, you think about that guy who married that chick. If he knows this story, you're like, how do you marry a chick like that? Because now that's a very bad heart. Okay? Talking about that, there's a couple I knew. A couple I knew. But the people are bad. People are what? Not all of them. But many people are bad. I knew this couple, remember? I was in, at a certain point, I was in KPC, so we used to do those marriage fellowships, meetings. You go there, you talk, there's a speaker, Muchomo in the house. No. Then, anyway, before I left, during that time, there was talk that, in fact, the guy, he was a civil engineer, or he is, doing very well, man. Man, the guy dime a house, prime whatever in Bukoto here, Mtinda, you know, Guy, you can see a guy is doing well. He was one of the elders in the church, doing, you know. Okay, so during that time now, we're praying for them because the wife had gotten a job in the UK, all right? And, yeah, now the husband also said, now, yeah. Let me resign a good job, and he's going with her, okay, to the UK. So he resigned, he left everything, going with the wife and the kids. Bona bona, okay? A good job, you know, UK, okay, for the wife. So the last time I knew, they had what? Left, okay? Now, years later, I meet the gentleman. I'm like, hey, what's up? You know, hey, you came back. You know, then the guy, man, he told me a story. People, I want to, man. And my name is Tima Mikakanyav. Mtima, Glory, yeah, anyway. There's some story. Yeah, she likes Luganda, anyway. So the guy who told me the story, he said, man, I resigned my job. Now, when they got there, anyway, to cut a long story short, what this chick did, basically, she had a man in the UK. Omukazi omufumbo, naye omusajja, oba yamufuna atya? Okay? A black man. And I think it was a Ugandan man in the UK. So all these things of, she has gotten a job in the UK. We are not there. She was leaving UG to join, basically, her man. And the man was Kawa with the kids. All right? So, I think she expected the guy to say that, for me, I will what? Remain. But since the guy had to go, she was like, okay, you come. Man. Do you know what it means, To go to a place and then you are not even a co-husband or a co-wife. Do you know what it means? As in, that's what the chick did to the guy. Ate omukazi omulokole. Now, this one wasn't Mutundwe. It wasn't Sentimbaga to Zinde. Uganda Matters Shrine Church. No. This was a saved girl. I knew her. Do you understand? The thing is, In fact, it's hard to believe it. But now for me, the man told me himself. Never kutwala and they get you into a house. Yeah? Where the husband of your wife, you know, the guy had to find his way back to Uganda. But he first, then Bambi, now that God, it's not my fault, now I will marry someone else again. Then the church wanted to marry from was a bit like, man, yeah, divorces for us, we can't, because what will the people say? Yeah? We encourage divorce, you know. So, guy, you know, so they had to go, I think, to Namirembe or somewhere. But that is very bad, man. Okay, if you're bad, but don't be so bad. I think there's something, you can't do a thing like that. At least just disappear. Work on your visa, disappear. Then while you're there, work on getting your kids. Once again, send them, you understand? But, no. Now, that man, that guy did something. I think, do you think they say, oh, more, you are way too yo. Because how do you marry a chick like that who has fled from the husband? Do you understand? They're not separated, not divorced. How do you marry someone like that? How do you marry a man like that who has taken off from the wife? And then you're like, yeah. You're calling Yangi. Please. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We are talking about loving what? That wasn't related. Okay? But God knows that what? Anyway, some of these things, you know, a story like this, you might never know who it is, what? Ministering to. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So Adam did one thing, and we are still suffering to this day. And you cannot pray away that suffering. Okay? We should be like Abraham. God tested Abraham. Okay, gave him an instruction. One instruction. But it was a big one. But, okay, he said, you know, Genesis 22, okay, from verse 1, he says, you know, the Bible says God tested Abraham. And he told him to offer his only son. Okay? And we know the rest of the story. Abraham obeyed. Okay, you call him your father Abraham, and he's your father. Now, you should be like your father Abraham. Abraham obeyed. Hallelujah. Okay, and in verse 15, okay, Genesis 22 from verse 15, it says that the angel of the Lord called to Abraham, okay? Okay, remember, figuratively, he obeyed God, okay? God had to stop him from king, but God saw that this guy has done it in his heart. Okay? Hallelujah. So the angel of the Lord called Abraham a second time out of heaven and said, by myself I have sworn, says the Lord, because you have done this thing. Okay? He did it. He did what? He did it. He killed his son. Okay? Because you have done this thing, and have not withheld your son, your only son, all right? Here are the consequences. Blessing, I will bless you, and multiplying, I will multiply your descendants as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gates of their enemies. Hallelujah. They will be victorious, ultimately. Though Israel will be victorious. Glory be to God. Alright? Then he says in verse 18 that, in your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed because you have obeyed my voice. Glory be to God. In your seed, because you have obeyed me, Okay? All the nations of the world shall be blessed. Okay? Remember now, one act of obedience, okay, is turning out to be a blessing for all the nations. Some of these things don't stop on you. We tell people, Makugwe, Estania Bruce. You understand, eh? Okay? God tells you, for example, one instruction, and you do it, man, the whole of LAT is blessed. The whole of LAT is blessed. You don't do it, okay? To be now, tuli, mukubona abona, ninga, titumani rachi, tubona abona. Ninga wali wo, waro guy, waro uchebam gambo kola, yagana, over agan. Achali, you know that phrase? Achali, mumandaz. And Mumandaz say, but God. Now, even you, God. Okay, instead of, you know, and LAT is suffering because of what? One person. One person was told to do this for LAT. And they didn't. Hallelujah. Then after God is like, okay, catch your church. That day, they will, Bambi, my people will suffer for some time with a certain something in their church. But, yeah, one day I'll sort them out. But the guy wanted to use, the chick I wanted to use, jumped. Hallelujah. The point I'm trying to make is, one act of obedience, okay, might not be just a blessing for you, but for many other people. Okay? And one act of disobedience can turn out to be a curse for others. Glory be to God. Amen? Loving God, okay, by keeping his commandments is what we're talking about. Glory be to God. I wonder if Bob has heard what I said. I know who someone, a source, what? You mean I even fasted? You need some covenant. Fasting is very powerful. You should be careful who you fast with. Because you're putting yourself in something and, you know, you're tying co on that, on that thing. You're binding yourself properly in the spirit. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Choose to obey God. Okay? Hallelujah. Choose to do what? To obey God. Choose to obey. Right? I know. Okay? Hallelujah. You might not be doing something. You're not doing this. You're not doing that. Very good. Eh? But there are things the Lord tells you to do. And that, by the way, that is the emphasis for today. Today the emphasis is on the Rema word. Obeying the Rema word. That is the emphasis for today. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Amen. The things, like as a church, God has told us to do, and we obeyed. If I didn't obey, this church wouldn't be here. Glory be to God. But we obeyed, but it's not, yeah, but as in, eh? Hallelujah. Most of you, you know, I'm sure you wonder, how do we get rent? But it's because we are walking in obedience, but there could be shortcuts. Niwe kulele bintu, niwe pangile chintu cho. No yi yao, bunobulamu wachi. Waku yi yao, no kwe, no yi ye bintu vyo. Echi amukama nosoka no gambe, bi amukama vino. Ami ya obeying God na ye ndi mukuswala, wate. Glory be to God. If you obey God, God will bless you. Hallelujah. And it might turn out that what you do is going to bless many. Glory be to God. Amen.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.